When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are.
This is Jiminy Cricket, right?
Yes, this is Jiminy Cricket from Pinocchio.
All right, it's kind of sucking me in a little bit when I think about it.
How can it not? It's the happiest place on earth.
It is the happiest place on earth. It's Disney on Lice, as we call it, as my son had lice when we arrived in Disney. I need to fall in love with Walt Disney World and Walt Disneyland, or they don't call it Walt Disneyland.
No, just Disneyland.
We do have a Walt Disney expert who has written for the Daily Herald, the Chicago Tribune, who's been on WGN TV, WGN Radio. His name is Bruce Pecco, and he's with us today. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Hi, very nice being here with you.
All right. Yeah. You, Bruce walked in with the plastic Disney bag that I am so used to my kids just clutching as they're walking around Disney World. We've been several years for Star Wars weekends. Once they stopped doing Star Wars weekends, we didn't go. Thank God. I mean, I get Disneyed out. You evidently don't.
No, I don't.
How many times have you been to Disney World?
I've been to Walt Disney World 63 times now. I've spent more than a year and a half of my life there.
How is it any different each trip? Come on.
It's always, if you were there the first year the park opened and you saw what it was like then and what it's like now.
What year did it open?
October 1971.
Okay.
That's about the time I went. When was Epcot built?
In 82. It opened in 82, October of 82.
Yeah, I was there. The first time we were there was before any of that. It was before Epcot, before Pirates of the Caribbean, before Space Mountain.
Yes. Pirates of the Caribbean opened in 73.
We were there probably 72.
Yeah, that's about when I went the first time.
And I guess it's overwhelming. You know, it's weird. Again, it was the summer my dad died, so a lot of times you, as a person, your brain kind of shuts things down. So maybe, like, I'm thinking, oh, I didn't have fun, but I'm sure I did.
Oh, how could you not?
Well, it's windy. There's a good chance. There's probably a good chance.
Shut up, Brian.
There's probably a lot of chance.
But all right, let me ask you this, because Bruce Pecco is here. He's the expert. Brian, you like Disney a lot.
I do.
You're
like
not
Disney.
Like a fanboy.
When I'm not there, I don't think about it. But the minute I walk through the gates and I'm standing at the head of Main Street USA and you look down and there's the castle in the distance and you see the some of the characters, there's something about, I don't think about Mickey Mouse ever. But the minute I see Mickey Mouse, I'm like a kid. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Mickey Mouse. There's just something about, for me, being in that place for a couple hours, I can go back to being a kid and I can go back to, you know, an innocent time, even though I'm battling the lines and I'm, you know, and I'm constantly grousing about the prices. And there's still something about it that is really cool.
Bruce, is that what it is? Does
that
it bring us back?
When you walk in, what he's saying, and you walk in on Main Street and you look down the street and you see that castle glistening at the end of the street. That's it.
What would you want to see glistening at the end of the street?
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't read a book twice. Sometimes I'll watch a movie twice, but I've been to Disney. It's not something that I mean, I guess maybe years later I would go. Do you go every year?
Just about every year. Either it's once a year. I've gone sometimes five times a year, and sometimes I've skipped a year and not gone at all. It all depends on what's going on in my life. And
I can see where kids love it, but does it take a special adult to love it? What's wrong with me, I guess, Bruce?
I don't know. We want to change that.
There's a key component somewhere.
Because I've gone with family. I've gone with friends. I've gone alone. You can go and enjoy
it
in different ways. I've gone alone if there's something going on that I want to cover.
Oh, like a press event.
Et cetera. But you see it different ways.
I see it the same way every time.
Now, do you stay, and Bruce, you can, when we're talking Disney, you're not just talking about the Magic Kingdom. Disney World encompasses the entire, so do you go to all the different parks, like Animal Kingdom and all that stuff?
You do.
And Streets of Disney, we don't stay on Disney property. Does that make a difference?
I always do. I always stay
I've never
Disney
done
property.
That.
It's like boiling ribs. You're just doing it wrong, Wendy. You're just doing the whole thing wrong.
Because the reason why Disney World is Disney World is because when Disneyland was put up, Walt didn't like it that around the park and in the residential area, they built all these shops, smutty shops and things like that. When he built Walt Disney World, he wanted to insert you into a world away from everything.
That might be what I don't like.
Where it's all Disney. And so when you're staying on property in a Disney resort, it's themed, and you're feeling like you're just living in another place.
This is going to get you so mad. Bruce Pecco is on the line. Just wait, because I feel almost guilty admitting this.
Okay.
You can follow him on Instagram, WDW Expert for Walt Disney World Expert. His name is Bruce Pecco, former Daily Herald news writer and Chicago Tribune as well. I go shopping at the streets of Disney, and I love to shop and look more than buy.
Okay.
And I see like a cute top and everything, and I saw a purse, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. And I'm like, the Disney logo's on it.
Well, yeah. Did you forget where you were shopping?
Yeah, but can't they have anything non-Disney there?
This is from Disney. It's from the Animal Kingdom.
All right, the Animal Kingdom. I just don't. I think Mickey's overrated.
Is there?
Bruce is going to punch me.
No. My love is not with Mickey Mouse. My love is with Walt Disney World. That means everything.
Is there a chance that it could get too big? I mean, right now, it's, and we mentioned this before, it's kind of restrictive. It's not, everybody can't get there, which is, you know,
it's
that's
really
the American
expensive.
Way. Things are, but there's so much, and it's overwhelming. If somebody who's going there or planning to go for the first time, do they need to talk to somebody like you? Do they need to limit their first visit so it's not like, oh, I have 6 hours at one park, and then I can go here for 28 minutes?
That's what makes it difficult.
The most important thing you can do, I tell people, is to plan ahead. If you plan ahead, you use the magic bands when you go now.
Yeah, those are kind of cool.
Use the app. If you plan ahead and you have some sort of structure of what you may be doing, but you're open to changing it, that being spontaneous at the last minute if you need to, you'll enjoy it way better because you have something to bank on. You know what you're going to be doing.
And here's the thing, and my sister is a big Disney fan. She tries to go every other year. And when we took the kids for the first time, my sister, being the expert, was like, okay, we have to do this park this day, this park the next day. There is no downtime. And when you have toddlers, sometimes that back-to-back every park is not good.
When you have toddlers, though, you have to build in time somewhere to let them
just hang out and swim.
But
people are spending so much money, they don't want to. But I'm serious.
No, you're right. It's like we dropped all this coin. There's no downtime. Let's go, kids.
Okay, so the nice thing about staying on property is if you bring kids and you go in the morning and you see things in the morning, when it gets really hot around noon, you go back to your resort, relax and swim, and you can go back in the evening. You're close by. You use their transportation, and you don't have to go all the way out of the park and come back again to get to your hotel. It's all right there.
All right. Bruce may have solved my problem.
Yeah, your RV park somewhere way in the middle of Florida that you're staying at to save a couple bucks. Maybe that's part of the problem.
You actually answered your own question by...
Yeah, but see, that would be perfect. But I'm not alone. Every time I go, I see crying kids and I see parents, you know, saying, we spent so much money for this. But I really wish there was some way that every family could at least experience it once. I should start a GoFundMe page because there are families that will never be able to afford it. Like a family of five.
Well, that's why I think where you're going to Disneyland, it's still costly. But it's not nearly as much as going to Disney
World.
And
it's smaller and it's easier to navigate.
Yeah.
Because when you go to Disneyland, there's going to be your main walkway. You walk down the main walkway. To the right is Disneyland. To the left is California Adventure. And at the other end is Downtown Disney. So it's all in one spot. You can just walk.
Can you do it all in one day?
You can walk around the whole thing in one day, but you can't see everything in each park in one day. There's too much.
Well, the Magic Kingdom is like the Magic Kingdom. So, you know, however much time you would spend there.
I'm spending one day. The kids and my husband can go back a second day, and I will stay at the pool and drink.
Well, you'll see.
If you spend one day and you go to Disneyland,
right,
you will want to go to California Adventure the next day in the other park, because there are things there that you will want to see.
So that's not all connected. What is the difference between the two?
It's like... Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World and Hollywood Studios and Walt Disney World.
Man.
They're two different types of parks. Or Epcot. They're like two different types of parks.
I like some of the other parks better than I like. What's your favorite park? Magic Kingdom, obviously.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom.
Brian?
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. And then
I like the animal one. I like
too. That's all really nice, but, you know.
I just feel like I'm too old for the Magic Kingdom.
Well, see, and I should say, I haven't been to the other parks down in Florida because I've only been to the Magic Kingdom. because there was nothing else there.
Oh, and then when
I went a couple years ago, I was there for a few hours. I do have to go back, but I also, you know, I need to take out a second mortgage. I need to, we keep harping on the price, yes, and that's a concern.
If you went there and you paid attention to how many older people are there alone, just them, you'd be amazed at how many people don't have kids, either adults, younger adults, people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and older who go together because
I think it would be more fun.
It's fun. You enjoy it. You tap into your childhood.
And you don't have a kid
and
screaming
you don't,
for everything.
You don't have that then.
All right. We have to take real quick. Go ahead.
Just one quick question. What's the age you think? How young is too young to drop down this kind of cash?
I would not want to bring somebody younger than 3 or 4 years old because they're not going to remember it, and you might as well spend the money when they will have memories of what they've seen.
Perfect.
Yeah, I can't remember.
That makes sense.
How old the kids were, but they were like 5 or 6, and that's
yeah. Then they know.
That's why my younger one is like he loves Disney. We have a Disney expert, Walt Disney World expert, Bruce Pecco, in the studio with us, and we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back, find out about the Toy Story Land that opened up. I want to find out a little bit about the Star Wars stuff that's going to open up at Disney World. You know, this is the stuff that bums me out about Disney. I'm sorry.
Want to hear the songs?
We're talking Walt Disney World with Bruce Pecco, formerly writing with the Daily Herald, the Chicago Tribune, and you can follow him on Instagram.
Instagram. That is that picture, please.
At WDW Expert. I have two boys. This is the weird thing. They've all seen these movies.
Yeah. You've never seen these movies?
No.
You haven't seen any of these Disney movies?
Who did you let parent your children when they were little?
I don't know. I guess they saw them, but they're boys. They didn't want to watch the princess movies, but they've seen them all.
Yeah.
I was named after Peter Pan, so you know that movie.
Yeah, well,
you'd think I should be a big Disney fan.
Our first dog was Baloo from The Jungle Book.
You should be a big Peter Pan fan.
Yes.
I am. I work with him every day, although he's on vacation today.
Yeah, between Peter Pan and the rest of the lost boys that are running around here, you're all set.
All right, so Toy Story Land opened up.
Yes.
We were there a couple of years ago, and it was all closed off, and they were working on it. Is it as phenomenal as we expected?
It is. It's very immersive. You go in there, and you feel like you've been shrunken down to the size of a toy. You're in Andy's backyard. They put in trees that look like bushes. So when you're walking by them, instead of thinking you're looking up at trees, it's like you're smaller and you're looking at bushes. The plants look like blades of grass.
So you feel like
you're walking around with grass. And so there's Tinker Toys, there's building blocks, there's all over everything. That's how it's all built.
And 2-hour lines. Didn't we just read recently when it opened?
Yeah.
I was there on opening day. I went in there just to check it out because I was still there from the event. And that's because it's brand new.
Yeah.
It just opened. It's not going to stay like that all the time.
Do they have, now I know they do the Fast Pass, and the Fast Pass does work for a lot of the rides.
Yes.
On the new attractions, do they ever put the Fast Pass on those?
They are on those.
Oh, they are? They're all
on Fast Pass right now. So, yeah, Slinky Dog Dash is the roller coaster that supposedly Andy built. He got a roller coaster set. He put it together and decided to put Slinky Dog on the roller coaster set when he wasn't supposed to. So they built it so you're riding inside Slinky Dog on the roller coaster.
I do love Toy Story.
Yeah. Okay. See? Then you would love
and
this.
And then you shoot around the track. And it's the first time Disney's done a second launch where midway through the ride, it stops and you pull back and you get launched a second time and go through these rings of light and go shooting. And
that sounds pretty
finish
cool.
The rest of the ride. So, yeah.
I don't like rides either. That's another
Well,
part
I'm not
of my
into,
problem.
I'm not into roller coasters.
Splash Mountain's the only thing I'll do because my kids made me. So if I did Splash Mountain, could I do this?
I don't know. Have you ever been on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
I don't know. Why am I looking at you,
like
Brian?
I wasn't there with you. But I'm wondering why you even go then. What do you do?
Family likes it.
But
I know,
there's a lot of things you can do that don't involve roller coasters.
Just go see the Country Bear Jamboree all day.
Go into my favorite, Haunted Mansion.
I love the Haunted Mansion. I love Pirates.
Or Pirates, yes.
I love the Peter Pan ride.
Okay. Yes.
All right, I guess I'm kind of liking
Toad?
It. I don't know what that is.
And, do they have Mr. Toad anymore, Bruce?
No, I was the last person to ever ride Mr. Toad.
What?
That's a whole other story. But that's a long story, but I was the last person to ride Mr.
Look
Toad's Wild Ride. So, but in Toy Story Land, go on Toy Story Mania. Then, if you don't want to do the roller coaster, Toy Story Mania is great. The where you shoot the targets.
I did that too. I guess I do have fun.
There's a new spinning ride,
yes,
like a teacup.
Alien swirling saucers. It's like the teacups, but instead of being a disc with the three teacups that stay on the disc, there's aliens pulling your car, and they can move from one disc to another and pull you along. So you can end up starting in the front and get pulled to the next disc and get pulled to the next disc as the whole thing is going around, so it's pretty cool.
We do not have time to ask about Star Wars, but that's not open yet. That'll open next year, so we'll have you back. How's that?
Yeah, that's great.
All right. His name is Bruce Pecho, P-E-C-H-O. He's a Walt Disney World expert, and that's his Instagram handle, at WDW Expert. Thank you so much for coming up.
Thanks. It was nice to meet you.
I think I'm going to have fun now.
You're going to have a ball.
I think Bruce gave me the magic that I needed.
Oh.